success that other teams had against them in the last couple weeks?
I'd love to try that, but probably with my 5.5 speed, I don't know if that's going to work out too well.
But I think you're third in the conference in rushing yards.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes I close my eyes and get out there and just hope for the best.
Is it hard to prepare for the Saints? Speaking of the read options, is it hard to prepare for the Saints defense when that's what they've had to go against the first 2 weeks, so you don't know how they would defend a traditional professional offense?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, watching the first two games of the season, it's hard to get a feel for exactly how they would play a more conventional offense, which I'd say that we definitely are, especially considering that you had two very dynamic players in the backfield. You run the read option, and you run a bunch of different stuff that, you know, for the most part, is something that's fairly new in the NFL. So when you watch them, I have to understand their personnel, and they've got great personnel. And I think when you also watch them in preseason and even just watch some of Spagnuolo's stuff from the past, you can see that how dynamic they are on defense, and the pressures and the secondary pressure that they bring, the blitzing and everything else. You just have to be ready for such a combination of different things and different looks from their defense.
Can you understand how tough it is for their defense to have to face that when, you know, a lot of people think, hey, you just line up and play football. It's not the same, is it?
But you're talking about the first 2 weeks in the first two opponents.
In the Saints defense, yeah, and what they faced.
Oh, without a doubt, because you've got two quarterbacks that basically can run the ball like running backs, and they're fast and they're explosive, and so the run lanes that they create is much different than a normal offense, just because you have to always account for that 11th guy on the field, which a lot of times with the quarterback position you don't have to do.
How frustrating has the start of all season been for you?
Frustrating in what regard?
Just 0-2, not quite where maybe y'all expect it to be.
Oh, you're talking about season. I thought you said off-season. I'm sorry.
The start of the season
is definitely frustrating. You know, we're not where we want to be, and obviously starting 0-2 is not what any of us anticipated, but at the same time, it is where we are. I mean, it is what it is, and we've got to try to get this thing going the right direction, and I think really it just starts collectively putting a game together in which all phases play together. Offensively, I think, speaking for our side of the ball, we just have to do a better job of taking care of the football on a consistent basis, you know, and taking our shots and making sure we get good opportunities down the field.
It seemed like y'all were right there at halftime with the Falcons, and then since then things have kind of gone south a little bit. Is that part of that inconsistency you talked about? Is that the problem there?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, we score 17 points in the first half. We start the second half with a great drive, 10-play drive to go down, set up a field goal, and we miss the field goal. And then we have, from there, it went downhill quickly in the third quarter. We had a strip sack. We had a tipped interception. And at that point, especially against a team like the Falcons, who were operating on all cylinders in terms of their offensive side of the ball, you didn't have any room for error, and that's what we did. And then, before you blink your eye, you're down by 20 points, and that's not what we can do. And then last week, you know, I just think that there was inconsistency. We had an opportunity again to put some points on the board before half and make it a two-score game, and we failed to do that with, another turnover in the red zone. But, again, it's about us taking care of the ball and just being more consistent, getting ahead on first and second down as well, keeping ourselves out of third and long situations.
This is an obvious question or an obvious answer, but can either afford team to start 0-3?
You know, you really don't want to. I mean, obviously. And both of us, I think, are very eager to get our first win of the season.
Is it a must win? I know every week's a must win in the NFL, but, I mean, you know, because on along those lines, you can't start 0-3. Is this a must-win?
Well, you just don't want to keep digging that hole, you know, because in the NFL, every team is great each and every week. And so as you get late in the season, you want to be able to have the ability to win or lose a game. And when it starts to count every single week in which you have to be perfect by the end of the season, if you get yourself and dig yourself in too much of a hole, it becomes a little bit more difficult.
Matt, the NFL has placed so much emphasis on player safety. Are you concerned about player safety with the replacement officials?
You know, I don't really think much about it, to be completely honest. As a player, I go out and try to do my job to the best of my ability. Whatever they call, we have to deal with. And for me to put a lot of energy and focus on that, it just takes away from, you know, doing your job to the best of your ability.
Hey, how is Dwayne Bowe doing? I know he missed the whole offseason. Is it catch-up time a little bit for him? I saw he had the two touchdowns the other day.
You know what? I think he's doing a great job. He's worked very hard since he's come back. He's spent a lot of extra time with our receivers coach, with Coach Daboll. He's in here at 6 o'clock in the morning. But I think he's adapted well to the new system. And, you know, I was very surprised about how quickly he got caught up to speed. And even if you look at it, the first game of the season, he was able to come in and contribute right away. And that's impressive considering he really was only in camp for a week or so, a week and a half before that first game.
Going back to their replacement officials a little bit, do you feel like games have been more chippy with, I mean, the first two games you've played?
You know, I haven't really noticed it, to be completely honest. Again, as a player, when you start letting that affect you, I think it takes away from, you know, your energy and what you're supposed to be doing out on the field. And coach always reminds us, look, the officials are out there, they're trying to do their job, and you can't let it affect you no matter what, because the minute you start screaming and yelling and you get upset with a call, well, then you're not focused on the next player, you're not focused on the next series. So you just have to deal with the circumstances, because that's who's out there reffing right now, and you got to move forward with whatever they give you.
Have you played in the Superdome before, Matt, in your career?
I haven't. I think it's one of the only stadiums that I haven't been at before, so I'm super excited to be there. I know it's a great atmosphere, and I'm looking forward to hearing that song that comes on with the Ying Yang Twins when I get there. I keep hearing about it.
Where have you heard about it, like, most? Like, how did you hear about it?
I think, you know, there's a lot of guys from New Orleans on our team, and also at the same time, you know, throughout my career, I've heard a lot of different things from a lot of different players. Also, you know, whenever you watch their games, because obviously they have a lot of primetime games, you get to see the atmosphere and the environment, and it's an exciting environment to be in and to play at as well.
Matt, are you a Ying Yang Twins fan?
You know, I can't say that I actually am, but I do like that song. It's pretty catchy.